So just to end today's daf with two short raid bites related to a gemara that we learned on daf chaf aleph amar aleph. This is also a gemara that we recently discussed in the end of Masechtas Tainis. We have a related raid bite there, Shtikel Torah from the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yochum Olshin Shlita, in a Sefer Yerech L'mayadim, an epic piece. But Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, two ha'aris related to the halacha that an oval is aser b'talmud Torah. So the Gemara brought up Reis on Amud Aleph, ve'elu dvarim she'oval aser b'hem. The following is a list of things that an oval is not allowed to do. Aser b'malachu, b'rechitzu, b'sicha, b'tashmash amita, u'ben'ilas asandal. Then the Reis says that an oval is not allowed to learn Torah. What type of Torah? Says the Reis, v'aser likris b'torah b'nevi'im u'ksuf. All Torah should be ksav. V'lishnois b'mishnah b'medrish b'alachis b'talmud b'agadis. All Torah should be an oval. He's not allowed to learn Torah. He's not allowed to learn Torah Shabbat Ksav. He's also not allowed to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. Tosfos, here on the page, Dibra Maschel, the Asna Likbris B'Toyra, clears an interesting question. He says that the Mishnah says in the end of Masechtas Tainis that on Tisha B'Av, a person is not allowed to learn Torah. Stating that, the Mishnah says that Dvarim that relate to Churban and that relate to mourning, things that are somber, that a person is allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. Says Tosfos that in Hilchas Avelos, our Braisa that the Gemara just brought, Ma'ikon Chafalef Amar Aleph, it doesn't mention anything like that. So Tosfos, what's the halacha? If an Oval wants to learn things that are Nogeya to Hilchas Avelos, is he allowed to or is he not allowed to? So it's a long Tosfos, but Tosfos discusses this really in the first two lines. It's kedai to see it inside. Says Tosfos, B'tshuvas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zikni, in the tshuvas of Maizeidi Rabbeinu Yitzchak Kosav, ki Rabbeinu Yaakov, that Rabbeinu Yaakov ha'yo oiser b'mei evloi. The Rabbeinu Yaakov used to say that when a person's an oval, he's not allowed to learn even the things that are scary, even the things that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So for example, Iyuv and Kinnis and the Dvarim HaRam Shebiyirmiyo. How do we know that? That's Rabbi Yaakov said, because midloi tani, labashmaitin, k'may b'tisha b'Av, shili tainis, taflamin amad alev, because you don't find that the Braisa says it anywhere. By Tainis, Hilchas Tisha B'Av, it's mefurish that you're allowed to learn certain things. But by Avelos, we don't have this exception. So because we don't have this exception, so Rabbeinu Yaakov, by the way, I don't know where Rabbeinu Yaakov was, but it could be it was Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's name was Yaakov. The Pashat reason why Rabbeinu Tam was called Rabbeinu Tam was because he was Yaakov, who was an Ishtam, Yoshe Vayhalim. Thus, he was known as Rabbeinu Tam. But either way, so said Rabbeinu Tam, maybe, or for sure, Rabbeinu Yaakov, that you find that there was this idea that by Tisha B'Av it's motivated, you don't find it in Avelos. So because you don't find it in Avelos, so he said it was Asa. And then Taisa says, but ubi mezik nusoy. But when he got older, Chazav Ahiter. He was Chazer, and he was Mater. And the truth is, that's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Hilchis Avelos, and this is in Simon Shin Pei Dalet, Sivkot and Aleph. Avil kol shiva yom asa likris b'toyer nevi muksuvim. An avil throughout the shiva is not allowed to learn toyer nevi muksuvim. Additionally, Mishnah Talmud, halacha is an agadis, he's not allowed to learn toyer shiva peh either. Vim rabbin tzrichin loy l'islami. If however the rabbin needs a mutter, like we saw in the Gemara, u'bevad shlo yamid the torgamin, he just has to make sure that he's not going to be maimed a torgamin. What could he do? Again, chazar of today's daf. Yoyma la'acher va'acher l'torgamin va'torgamin yashmiya l'rabbin. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that an oval is not allowed to learn Torah. Sivkot and Dalit, avol mutter likrois, but says the Mechaber, an oval is allowed to learn be'iyoiv, ubekinis, ubedvarim harom shebeir miyo, ubehilchas avelas. All those things an oval is allowed to learn. The truth is, you have the same exact halacha in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. That's in Erech Chaim, Simin Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. Siv Katan Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch, Tisha B'Av asa berechitza v'sicha v'ne'ilas asandol v'tash mishamita. V'asu likreis b'toyer neviyim uksuvim. V'lishnois b'mishno b'medrish u'b'talmid b'halachais u'b'agadais. Mishum shenemar p'kudei Hashem yesharim mesamche lev. So a person is not allowed to learn not Torah shabiksav, not Torah shabapeh. Halacha be'ez u'muta lilmoy medrish eicha. On Tisha B'Av a person is allowed to learn medrish eicha. U'perik elu megalchen. Fascinating. On Tishum of a person allowed to learn Perikelo Megalchim, Vichain Lilmoid Pirish Echa or Pirish Iev. Additionally, he's allowed to learn Pirish Echa and Pirish Iev. Incidentally, the Mishnah Brura, right here in Simon Tov Kuf Nundal and Hilchas Tishabab, he quotes the Lavush that adds a few things. The Lavush says, Vichain Agodas Achurbin Beperikan Azokin, you're allowed to learn the Gemaras of Kamtsa Bar Kamtsa, Ubeperik Chelik, underrated, there are Gemaras of Perik Chelik that also talk about the Churbin, Felikrois Bechurbin Haniska Beyoisifun. Additionally, the Mishnah Brura says you're allowed to learn Sefer Yosifun. That's quite a haskama on Sefer Yosifun. But you're allowed to learn Sefer Yosifun on Tisha B'Av as well. So these are all halachas that a person is allowed to learn, whether it's on Tisha B'Av or whether it's Bimei Avelos. Incidentally, the Magen Avram says that one of the things that the Mechaber says a person's allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, he's allowed to learn Perek Ve'el Magalchem. So this is worth mentioning because we're learning Perek Ve'el Magalchem right now. So says the Magen Avram, it's interesting. Why? Because the Elam Megalchim certainly talks a lot about Avelos, but at the same time, it doesn't talk exclusively about Avelos. There's other sugyas as well. It's the Magen Avram's kash. Afraid the Magen Avram. Even though really there's a lot of other halachas mentioned in Elam Megalchim. We had the three blot related to Menud and Muchrim. Mutta Lilmite, still you're allowed to learn it. Deloy Adif me Avil. Because it's like Adif. This is all me Indian, Le Inya Ba'is Indian. So you have an entire perik of the Elam Megalchim that an Avil isn't allowed to learn. Why is he allowed to learn it? Because either it's talking about Avelos or it's talking about things that are close enough. But the bottom line is that's the Halach and Shulchan Aruch. The Halach and Shulchan Aruch is like Rabbeinu Yitzchak was Chayzer Seif Yamav when he said that really an Avil is allowed to learn the Dvarim HaMutarim just like their Dvarim HaMutarim that a person is allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So here's the Ha'ara. The Ramah in Hilchas Avelos, Simon Shimpei Dalet Sivkatan Aleph says as follows. That let's say there's a person that's a paisik. The paisik is sitting shiva. And people need the paisik. They have to ask him shailas. This is what he does for a living. People are always asking him shailas. Is he allowed to paskin a shaila when he's bavelos or not? So that's enough in the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yochai lifsoik isa v'heter. A paisik is allowed to paskin isa v'heter. L'yochid hashoyo loisoi. To a yochid that asks him a question. Im ein achar elohu. If there's no one other than him. V'tzrichin loi. And people need him. So says the Ramah, that in the event that there's a poisek that's sitting shiva, and people need to ask him a shaila, so he's allowed to paskin isa v'heter. This is something that he would be allowed to do. Stating that, he's only allowed to do it if it's a shas atchak, meaning if there's no one else, and they touch and need him, then it's going to be mutter. Otherwise, it seems pretty clear that it would be aser. In other words, the Ramah saying that be'etzim, it should be aser for a poisek to paskin shailas while he's in avelos. Paskining shailas, you're learning. So if you're learning, it shouldn't be okay. However, if the rabbin needs him, it's similar to our idea, right? The Gemara said it with different amiram, that they darshan the whole day, Rabbi Yosi darshan the whole day after he lost his child. It's aser b'talmud Torah. Torah said the rabbin needed him. So in that same vein, so be'etzim, it's aser. Narvas, if there's a tzairach, if he's the only poisek that could pask in the shaila, so in that instance, it's going to be okay. So the aru was that the Ramah says in Hilchas Brachas, this is in Simen Mem Zayin, and in the halachas of Birchas HaTorah, says the Ramah, Yocha lifsoik din, a person's allowed to pask in a shaila, beloy nesinas tam l'dvarav, without explaining the psak, even without making Birchas HaTorah. The Ramah says a person's allowed to paskin a shayla, far birchas atayra, as long as he doesn't explain the psak. So it bothered me. L'chura, how did the Ramah stems? The Ramah is telling us in Hilchas Avelos that a poisek is not allowed to paskin a shayla be meyevla, unless it's a question of the rabbi matzrichin loy. Okay, so then he's allowed to learn tayra also if the rabbi matzrichin loy. But be'etzim, it's not something he's allowed to do. So you say meres a rough paskin in kosher. Treif, Aser, Mutter, Chayiv, Zakai, that's something that is Talmud Torah. And because it's Talmud Torah, it's going to be Aser. So if that's the case, then why is it Mutter to Paskin a Shaila, Far Birchas HaTorah? And from the fact that the Ramah says that before Birchas HaTorah, a Rav is allowed to Paskin a Shaila, it's Mashma Fakir. It's Mashma Dosei Snit Talmud Torah. So if it's not Talmud Torah, then it should be Mutter, be Meyavla, Chayra, definitely a Ha'ara worth being Ma'ara. But I think the Teretz is Pashit, and the Teretz is more Geshmak than the Kasha. And that is, there's another Ramah. And this Ramah is also in Erechaim. It's in Simen Pehe. The Rambam over there is discussing things that a person is and is not allowed to do in a Makom HaTinoifes. So, for example, a person is not allowed to learn Kriya Shema in a Makom HaTinoifes. A person is not allowed to learn Torah in a Makom HaTinoifes. Says the Rambam, quote, "Ubemakim shemutel laharabai b'divrei Torah." A place that a person is allowed to think and learning. A place that a person is allowed to be maharabai b'divrei Torah. Mutter lifsoik din. A person is allowed to paskin a shailo. As long as he doesn't explain it. So says the Ramah, any place that a person is allowed to be Maharib Divrei Torah, a person is also allowed to paskin a shayla. Any place that a person is not allowed to be Maharib Divrei Torah, a person is not allowed to be paskin a shayla. What's Pshat in the Ramah? Pshat in the Ramah is poshut. It's elementary. Simple. It's back of the envelope. The Ramah is saying that saying kosher or not kosher, or saying mutter aser is not a dibur of Torah. Saying something is mutter, what did he say? What's the problem? The problem is you're being maharib at the very Torah. When a Rav paskins a shayla, so someone comes to ask the Rav a shayla, so the Rav starts thinking, he's clearing, right? So what's he doing? Oh, it's the thinking, it's the clearing. That's the problem. You're being maharib at the very Torah right now. Uttering the words is not the issue. The issue is the thought process of the Rav, of the Pesach, when he's asked the shayla. So Zokh Ramah, you want to know if a Rav's allowed to paskin a shayla in a mokim that is questionable? If you can be maharib b'divrei Torah, then you can paskin the shayla. If you can't be maharib b'divrei Torah, you won't be able to paskin the shayla. Why? Because paskining a shayla without explaining it is tantamount. All it is on a good day is hira b'divrei Torah. So if you can be maharib b'divrei Torah, it's going to be mutter. If you can't be maharib b'divrei Torah, it's going to be aser. It's lafizeh, it's poshet. It's haflu v'fela. The Shulchan Aruch paskins mefurish in Hilchis Tisha B'Av, that just like a person is not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, a person's not allowed to be Maharer B'Divrei Torah on Tisha B'Av either. Oh, if you're not allowed to be Maharer B'Divrei Torah, so then it's Pashin. A Rav is not allowed to Paskin a Shaila either. Unless, says the Ramot, a Shas Adchak, they need him. Since like guard for Rabbi Yosi, who darshan the whole day after he was a novel. Why? Because at the end of the day, the Rabbim had to come on to him. But when it comes to Berachas HaTorah, everyone knows the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins a Maharer B'Divrei Torah ain't Tzarech Levarich. You don't have to make Berachas HaTorah. Oh, if Maharib Divrei Torah is Ein Tzarech Levarich, so who adin for a Rav to paskin a shayla without explaining the reason also is Ein Tzarech Levarich. Because at the end of the day, he's going to be Maharib Divrei Torah. So it's true. When it comes to Hilchas Aveilus and Hilchas Tisha B'Av, over there the Ramah says a Rav's not allowed to paskin a shayla. When it comes to Hilchas Berachas HaTorah, over there the Ramah says you're allowed to paskin a shayla on Berachas HaTorah. So L'chairus L'chastira. If it's Torah, then you shouldn't be able to do it without Berachas HaTorah. And if it's not Torah, then it should be Mutabi Me'evloi. The Teretz is it's Maharib Divrei Torah. How do I know that? It's enough in the Ramah. In Simen Pei Hei, where the Ramah says, Mokim Shemutal Laharibai B'Divrei Torah, Mutal is psyched in. So what is it? It's Maharib Divrei Torah. And just think about it for 1 second. You're not really talking and learning. What you're doing is you're thinking and learning. It's the clearing, it's the thought process that's going through the Rav's mind. That's essentially what the issue is. No, so if that's what it is, it's Gevaldig. And Ilchas Aveilus, where it's also to be Maharib Divrei Torah. So Rav can't pass in a Shai. And Brichas HaTorah, where Maharib Divrei Torah ain't Tzarech Levarich, even though the Goyin argues and he asks kashas. But that's the bottom line. And Maharib Divrei Torah Shulchan Aruch paskins ain't Tzarech Levarich. So if ain't Tzarech Levarich, so what did a Rav will be able to paskin a shayla? And what's the svara? The svara is pashen. Bimei Evloi on Tisha B'Av, what's the problem? Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Leif. If a person thinks of a Geshmak HaShtogel Torah, it's Eichet Mesamchei Leif. It's Mesamchei Leif. It's poshut that that's the way it's going to be. So if that's the case, what's the difference if the person's talking and learning if he's Maharib Divrei Torah? That's why Maharib Divrei Torah is Aser, and that's why the Paskin HaShayla is Aser. But when it comes to Berachas HaTorah, it's the broch has nothing to do with the Torah that's Masam Chelev. Over there, Medav Redin and Learning. Why? It's a good kasha. It's the Vilna Goyen's famous kasha. But that is the psak. And here is Lav Kedibur Dami. And because here is Lav Kedibur Dami, so if a person is Maharib Divrei Torah, Hot Nishke Redin Learning. You know, about Nishke Redin Learning, Daf Nishmach and Brechas HaTorah. So by Hilchas Avelis, Hilchas Tisha B'Av, where it's about Pekudei Hashem Yishar Masam Chelev, so here is also Masam Chelev. And because here is Masam Chelev, so it's for that reason that a person, even without giving the time, would not be able to paskin a shayla. As opposed to Berachas HaTorah, where it's not about Mesam Chelev, it's about Dibur. Here is Lav Kedibur Dami. Maharib Divrei Torah Ein Tzarech Levarich. So too, for someone to paskin a shayla, is also going to be Ein Tzarech Levarich. And Emes says, again, I think this is Pashat, but it's very, very Medoyik as well. Because you know what the Ramah says? That you're allowed to paskin a shayla without explaining the reason? He says it in Hilchis Birchas HaTorah, Sin Mem Zayin Sif Katan Dalet. The Ramah, as we all know, was written as a commentary on the Mechaber. So he wrote it as a Haggah on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said, HaMahar B'Divrei Torah, Einoi Tzarech Levarech. Zok the Ramah, the Haggah, Yachay lifts like din, Beloy Nesinas Tam Ledvarev. He's commenting on the Halacha, Mahar B'Divrei Torah. The Shulchan Aruch said, HaMahar B'Divrei Torah, Einoi Tzarech Levarech. Zok the Ramah, I'm going to be Moisev. Then if the Rav wants to pass in a Shailo, Edav Oich Nishmachin Abracha. What's the Pshat? It's the Ramah L'Shitas in Tzimit Be'ei. U'bemakim Shemuta Laharer, Muta lifts like din. U'bevachin Layoy Metaymoy. The reason a Maharer The reason a Rav is allowed to paskin a shayla without Birchas HaTorah is because all of this is maharer. It's mevur that way in the Ramah. Simen pehei. It's kamat mefurish also in the Ramah in Simen Mem Zayin. Maharer b'divrei Torah ain't tzarech levarech. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem as it relates to avelos. It's all about the simcha. It's all about the simcha. Pekudei Hashem yishar mesam chilev. And if that's the case, it's also laharer b'divrei Torah. It's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. And if it's also laharer b'divrei Torah, so too it's going to be also for a Rav to paskin a shayla without giving a reason. That's the first hara.